Hi, it's Maryam Buck-Murray, and it's time to tame your inner critic. Before you continue with this audio, be sure to first listen to the video that goes along with this audio. In the video, I will give you some questions that you'll want to answer before you do this process. So when you're ready, bring to mind your inner critic. And for this process, work with one critic in case you have more than one. And ponder this inner critic for a moment. Notice how your inner critic makes you feel in your body. What does it feel like for you? Now close your eyes and tune in. Notice if your feelings appear to have any color or shape or texture. No problem if they don't. What's the intensity of your feelings when you think about your inner critic? What gets triggered? And if you could rate your feelings on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most intense, how would you rate your feelings? I'm going to say now that you're really tuning into this inner critic, we're ready to begin. I will pause after each phrase to give you time to repeat the words after me. So go into your karate chop point. Even though I have this critical voice, I accept myself completely. Karate chop point. Even though I listen to my critical voice, and I'm so hard on myself, I accept myself completely. Still tapping on the karate chop. Even though I keep listening to this critical voice, even when it puts me down, I accept myself completely. Go up to the eyebrow point. This critical voice. Side of the eye. It really discourages me. Under the eye. It makes me second guess myself. Under the nose. It stops me in my tracks. Chin. It holds me back. Collarbone. It makes me be so hard on myself. Under the arm. It says mean things to me. Top of the head. And I believe it. Eyebrow. This critical voice. Side of the eye. I listen to it and I believe it. Under the eye. I don't like what it says. Under the nose. But I keep listening. Chin. It gets in my way. Collarbone. And I keep listening. I keep believing. Under the arm. I'm so tired of this critical voice. Top of the head. Maybe I can just begin to let it go. Okay, now take a deep, deep breath and a sip of water. And just notice any changes that you might feel when you think about your critical voice. Notice how your body feels. Just notice. All right, we're going to go on to round two. There are three rounds in this process. And so it's time for round two. Still tuning in to the feelings in your body and that inner critic. Going to the karate chop point. This critical voice, it's an old one. I've been listening to it for a long time. And even though I keep listening, I completely and deeply accept myself. Still tapping on the karate chop. Even though I believed I had to listen to this voice, I accept who I am and what I've believed. Karate chop. Even though I've been listening to this critical voice for so many years, I accept myself completely. Go up to the eyebrow point. This critical voice. Side of the eye. It's an old voice. Under the eye. I've learned it well. Under the nose. I thought I had to listen. Chin point. But it's such an old voice. From so long ago. Collarbone. I've grown so much. And it's holding me back. Under the arm. It's not allowing me to do my best work. Top of the head. It's not allowing me to follow my dreams. Eyebrow. It's such an old voice. Side of the eye. Maybe I don't have to listen to it anymore. Under the eye. Maybe I can turn the volume down. Under the nose. What if I really am in control? Chin. In control of my critical voice. Collarbone. If I don't like what it's saying, under the arm, I don't have to listen. Top of the head, maybe I really can let go of this critical voice. Okay. Now take a nice, deep breath. And another. Have some water. And notice how you feel. Notice if it feels possible to let go of your inner critic. Notice how your inner critic feels to you at this moment. And we're ready for round three. So going back to the karate chop, tapping on the karate chop with your fingertips, even though I've listened to this voice over and over. It's time to make a change. Still tapping on the karate. Even though it can feel safer to listen to this voice, I'm choosing to take control. Karate chop point. Even though this voice tries to stop me, I'm choosing to move forward anyway. Okay, go up to the eyebrow point. This old critical voice. Side of the eye. I know where it comes from. Under the eye. I know it's tried to hold me back. Under the nose. Maybe it wants to protect me. Chin. I thought I had to be hard on myself. Collarbone. But that's not my true voice. Under the arm. I'm tired of believing in criticism and self-doubt. Top of the head. It's time to encourage myself. Eyebrow. It's time to feel good about myself. Side of the eye. When I feel good about myself, I do much better work. Under the eye. When I encourage myself, I feel better about my work. Under the nose. It's time to create a new voice for myself. Chin. It's time to celebrate my strengths. Collarbone. It's time to believe in myself. Under the arm. I'm ready. Top of the head. I'm ready to let go of all the negative self-talk. Eyebrow. I'm ready to allow myself to flourish. Side of the eye. I'm ready to speak kindly to myself. Under the eye. I'm ready to feel good about myself. Under the nose. I'm ready to honor myself. Chin. I'm ready to celebrate my gifts. Collarbone, I'm grateful for who I am. Under the arm, I'm ready. Top of the head, I'm ready to celebrate exactly who I am. Okay, now take a deep, deep breath. And another. And have a nice sip of water. And notice how you feel. You might want to jot down some notes about what transpired during this tapping round. Notice the intensity of the feeling if you did at the beginning, if you gave it a rating, and notice where it is now. If you had a visualization of what your inner critic looked like, if you visualized it, what does it look like now? What happened? Use this audio to tap on any and all of your inner critics. The more you let go of inner criticism, the easier it will be for you to truly shine. Goodbye for now.